It was 1955, the year that the doors of ministry first opened up at the Evangel Home in Fresno. And welcome to the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home. This is Heartline. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it so much. You're making our conversation here at Evangel Home into a radio program. And we appreciate so much our three radio stations who let us tell the story of what Jesus is doing through the ministry of Evangel Home. Well, today it's Jerry and me, and we are in Jerry's office, and it's just one of those days. We're talking about stuff and a little distracted, and we're going to try to focus. So what's going on with Evangel Home today, Jerry, now that you and I are here, and it's you and me, and we haven't just talked about what we're going to talk about?
Well, you kind of followed me in today, so you got a little bit of the energy. Part of it that is going on, of course, is the seasonal time, where there are so many wonderful, loving distractions from outside. And distractions isn't the right word, but there are gifts from the outside. There are people who want to do so many things and bless us in so many ways. And then sometimes those kind of pile up. Mm-hmm. And so you're dealing with that. And then the women are all over the place right now. As you could probably tell, they're going everywhere. We had one woman that we had to protect and get out of here, because not only was her abusive husband looking for her, his family members kept showing up at the door. We have one or two of our, I refer to them lovingly, as people know, our alley people. Mm-hmm. That in recent years have gotten worse because of meth and crack and all that stuff. But there are still a number out there who have mental issues. Mm-hmm. And we have one guy named Mike who one day he wrapped our front porch with crime scene tape. We opened the front door and it was like a spider web of tape. It's like, oh, Mike has been here. He writes these very, as some people do when they're really religiously disturbed. You know, you mesh yes. that schizophrenia with the religious fervor. And anyway, so he writes these goofy notes. And so the other day, all this stuff is going on, and there's someone at our back door ringing the doorbell, leaning on the bell, driving people crazy. Patty Jennings answers it. Now, Patty is not the person you want to mess with.
No.
So it is Mike. Standing at the back door. He is dressed in all black from head to toe, and he's wearing a top hat. The middle of the day. All this is going on. The doorbell is ringing like crazy, and it's Mike. So Patty answers it and looks at him, and he's talking to her. And he says, you know, I am the man in black. And Patty said, good for you, and closed the door. Oh. It's not so funny, I guess, if people are listening to it. Who knows what they think? But when you begin to look back on a day at Evangel Home and you see all those things that are us, that is our life here. That's what we're dealing with all the time. And I don't mean dealing with it as in you're checking it off. That's our life.
Yes.
That's who
it's
we are.
It's present reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm working on a project down on East Olive. And, you know, I live in a different part of town, and this is... It's just a different world. It's just a different world. Guys walking by and gesticulating and muttering and, you know, just, and God loves them.
Yeah. I wish that we as a society love them enough to be able to get them the help they need. They need to be off the street, whether they want to be or not. That's part of the problem we're dealing with in Fresno with the homeless camps as people move around, because they don't want to be living in a safe place. And so what they're doing now is really putting the rest of us at harm. Mm-hmm. So, and that's a topic for another day, isn't it?
You put or Evangel Home, I don't know if it was you or Katie, something about what does the pink door mean to you? Because the front door of Evangel Home is painted pink, and it's done intentionally. And... you got some interesting reactions, the comments on that Facebook, a bunch of them. You got it on your phone here. Just grab a couple there, and let's talk about what the pink door has meant to some.
Well, you know, I loved that, Jim. It was Katie who put it up there. She took a picture of the front door, and she simply said, we want to know, what does the pink door of Evangel Home mean to you?
Yeah.
Now, we didn't say former residents or anything. That's largely who applied. Who applied?
Yeah, replied.
It's time for my top hat. But I was amazed at the real love and the time some of those women took to express themselves. Mm. And one who still comes here to see us occasionally, a second chance and a chance to transform to a better you. This is from a former staff member. Safety, protection, love, joy, laughter, and salvation.
Wow.
This is from a gal named Carolyn, who when I came here 25 years ago, Carolyn was one of the first people who graduated when I got here. I remember her graduation, that day that she graduated. And what she said, it was the door to my entire future.
Hmm.
We had responses from two men talking about what a difference it made for their family to have been restored. There are a couple in here that just, two from women who were here 30 years ago, I bet, because they mentioned missing staff members who used to be here, who aren't here anymore.
Wow.
I want to read one of those from a woman named Deborah. She said, "The pink door was a door of opportunity to a second chance of life with my two little sons, meeting new friends and feeling the love of Jesus. Wonderful staff. Maribel, Sally, miss you all." Now, though Maribel has passed away, Sally no longer works here. "Yes, that pink door was the way to a lot of other doors opening in my life. Thank God for a haven of hope."
Wow.
And, you know, it goes on. So I read those and I think, wow, that just makes everything worthwhile.
Yeah. Hey, you know, what an interesting thought. Who would have thought, bless Katie, who would
yes.
have thought to do that?
Yeah.
But, boy, it triggered something in the home's Facebook followers yeah. who were affiliated with what goes on here.
And, you know, Jim, that door hasn't always been pink. We painted it that way maybe 10 years ago. Lillian Holmes, the lady who blessed us with the beautiful watercolors and really beautified the place, at that point, she said, you know, I think you should do something with the door.
Yeah.
And it wasn't always pink. It was maybe more burgundy or more mauve. Well, the last paint job, it really became pink. And we did it that way, really to stand out from the other houses and the other things mm. on the block, because when people are looking for you, they might not see the address, but they'll see the pink door.
Huh.
So the pink door has really just become kind of a symbol for us.
Yeah, interesting.
It's
interesting.
Beautiful stuff.
So thank you to those who responded. Thank you, Katie, for putting that up and letting people express themselves. Jerry, we're in Thanksgiving week. Year-end time is coming, and there's a lot of reports out there of the nonprofits really struggling financially. Where does Evangel Home fit in that continuum? How are we doing?
We were down when I sent out our last print newsletter earlier this month. We were down about 15% financially. And again, Jim, so much of our money comes in December that mm-hmm. you almost can't even... I can't even compare now to what might happen in December. We're really probably needing to bring in about $200,000 in December to break even. That's a huge chunk of money, but it happens
mm-hmm.
Quite frequently. So we're not really worried about that. And, you know, our treasurer, Myron, bless his heart, if there's anybody who should worry about money, it's your treasurer. He's the one that has to give the report. And when he gives a report and said, yeah, we were down $20,000 this month over last year, but on the other hand, expenses were down. He has a wonderful way of looking at that. And he said something so profound at our last board meeting is, we are a nonprofit. Our business is not to make money. We're going to do what we do every day, day in, day out, no matter how much money we have or don't have. It's just that if we don't have for a long period, then we have to, of course, cut staff and programs. But yeah, we never want to have an excess of money.
Hmm.
And so I think God is honoring that.
Yeah. That's a different way of thinking than households.
Yeah. It's like we would like a little more in savings, but like Myron said, our business is about the women. We're not counting the dollars. We're counting their lives.
Hmm. So, my listening friend, as you look at your year-end giving possibilities, please consider Evangel Home. We don't want to cut staff, and we don't want to cut programs, so we need your help.
And I will let people know in January, if we really end 2013 in trouble, then next year is the time to tell people. Not now, because
yeah.
people are so generous, and we just love sending out all the thank you letters and thanking people rather than saying, hey,
yeah.
send some more.
Well, we're still looking for some turkeys, right?
Yes, we are. And that was the other thing I noticed in that article is that... places that serve meals are really down. Like an old Poverello House, I think the food bank is probably down a bit because there's so much greater need. But a place like Poverello that serves so many, of course they're going to need more. We don't serve that many. So we have, I think right now we're getting an abundance of turkeys. Finally, those turkeys flying in.
Yeah, we were talking for a while about canned goods, and we always have a need for paper goods.
Yeah, and canned goods also. You know, you can never... It doesn't matter how much we get at Thanksgiving for Thanksgiving meal because we can use that for half of the year if it comes in cans, mm-hmm. canned form, or frozen turkey form.
Yeah, well, it's just such a fascinating thing. Life is such an adventure. And, you know, around the next corner, who knows? We just stay faithful. We just trust the one who provides. And rest in His goodness, looking forward to the day that our ambassadorship is through here and we get to see Jesus face to face. Any special, I started to say issues, but I want to say praises of residents here right now. Somebody or some event really special going on?
You know what I want to really praise God for right now too, Jim, is former residents, graduates, that are just, it excites me to see some of them have potential to become part of the backbone of Evangel Home. They're hanging around more. They're donating. Maybe they're not donating financially yet, but they're bringing things. They're calling and saying, what can I do? I want to give back. That, to me, is just such a praiseworthy. That's the top of my list. And we've talked about Christmas sponsors. We now have more sponsors than we do women to be sponsored. So we're trying to take that to the next level and see how do we help that group. But when I see a woman who lived here and was at the bottom of her life now saying, you know, I'm doing really well. I want to reach back and help those that helped me. It's like, oh, thank you, Lord. That's all I need.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Yeah, that reeks of success in that woman's life. And what an awesome thing to realize, for whatever reason, God chose to use you and the other staff members here in the programs and the volunteers at Evangel Home to change a woman's world. And the whole ripple, you know, her family, the ripple, the pond.
In fact, if I may insert a little ripple here, we're developing a little donation page for our website based on that. We're calling it the Ripple Effect. And it is Team Evangel and throwing those pebbles in the water. So,
okay, more to that, more of that to come. We're out of time. Ken, take it away. Thank you so much, my listener, and for joining us today on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
You can find the Evangel Home of Fresno online at evangelhome.org. Their phone number in the 559 area code 264-4714. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.